If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
They're cleaning up Grant Park, but it's expensive, isn't it, Dean?
Well, it's expensive for the producers of Lollapalooza, not the city nor the citizens. It was revealed yesterday that Lollapalooza, the company that puts on Lollapalooza, it's called C3 Presents, paid $409,000 to restore the park back to pre-festival conditions. They do that every year. This year it costs $120,000 more than it did last year. All of this according to a Freedom of Information request obtained by the Tribune. They learned that they planted new seed, new sod, new shrubbery, new irrigation. They still haven't found the six-pack of beer that I buried there back in 1979.
They will.
Yeah, one of these days they will. Most of the work's already been done. They started cleaning things up pretty much after Lollapalooza closed down. They're supposed to be done with it this week, and this company, C3, says that they have also offered to resurface the tennis courts, which is not something which is in their deal. But I got to say that C3, certainly there have been problems through the years, but they've always gone above and beyond in making Grant Park better than it was when they stepped in to hold Lollapalooza. So
yeah, well, seems like it.
See what's going to happen next year, because this new 10-year extension deal that they have allows Lollapalooza to have even more people into the fest grounds than in years past. So there could wind up being even more damage next year than we've seen in the past. We'll see.
Is the new deal with the same company?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same thing. That was renewed right at the end of this year's Lollapalooza. They made the big announcement.
Why did Justin Bieber cancel his world tour?
Well, I guess, he made an announcement a couple of months ago that he has something that's called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which is a neurological disorder that has caused half of his face to be paralyzed. He posted a video on his social media, actually showing how he can only smile on one side of his face. He can only blink his eyes on one side of his face or raise an eyebrow on one side of his face. His speech is slightly slurred, but this is something that he's going through right now. And at first he tried to continue to perform, and this past weekend in Brazil, part of his world tour, he said that it's just too difficult. So he's canceling the rest of his world tour. None of this is going to be coming into the United States at all. All the 68 remaining shows are all outside of the U.S. But, a significant medical update. Or, fairly young guy. What is he, 30, 33 or something like that?
I've heard of Bell's palsy. That's what this sounds like. But I never heard of
Ramsey-Hunt. What this one's called. I've never heard of it either.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about this this lawsuit involving a Nirvana album. It's the cover picture that's in dispute here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's maybe one of the most classic album covers of all time in rock and roll. Their Nirvana 1991 album called Nevermind that pictures a naked baby on the front submerged in water. Well, this naked baby that they took is now a grown-up man. His name is Spencer Eldon, and he has been suing the band and the record label for, a dozen years, something like that, claiming that this was child pornography and that it damaged his life. So the other day, a federal judge ruled on this and threw the lawsuit out, saying that the guy waited too long to take legal action. This guy, Eldon, Spencer Eldon, is filing an appeal to it all, saying that the judge misrepresented the law. It still should be valid because the image is still in circulation on the album covers. Wherever you find album covers these days, I don't even know where you do that. Nirvana's lawyers are arguing this is just a money grab. And this guy, if he was so emotionally damaged by it, why does he have the album title tattooed across his chest? And, you know, he's embraced this role, you know, going around saying, I'm the naked baby on the Nirvana album cover.
Some lawyer got to him with a suggestion.
Some lawyer said, hey, we can make some money on this. So it's now back in appeal. And, you know, there you go.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. And Dean, I saw this on your list of stories today, and I'm thinking, if you're watching the news on TV in Los Angeles, this is probably one of the headlines. Harry Styles did not spit on Chris Pine. Details coming up.
It's been my lead story here all morning. What do you mean, Los Angeles? Yeah, I've been following what's going on. The Venice Film Festival is going on right now, which is really the first major rollout of the movies which will be in Oscar consideration. All the big movies of the year first make their world premieres in Venice, then the Toronto Film Festival after that, and then they start to roll out into theaters. But what's making the news more are things going on the red carpet and at press conferences, like actor Timothy Chalamet's halter top that he wore on the red carpet, that it's all anybody was talking about. Now all anybody is talking about is whether or not Harry Styles, the singer now turned actor, spit on actor Chris Pine while they were sitting down for the their press conference at their world premiere. So you can see the video. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Chris Pine is sitting there and he's clapping. And then Harry Styles comes along, kind of looks down at him, you know, looks down because one guy is seated and one guy is standing. And then suddenly Chris Pine stops and looks at his hands as though something landed on his hands. And everyone said, oh, my gosh, you spit on him. The guy spit on him. But Chris Pine's representative issued an actual statement yesterday saying no spittle was involved in any of that. There was no spitting. It's a ridiculous story and a complete fabrication. And, you know, maybe we can get a congressional panel to investigate. And
I don't know if
these are the important things going on in my world.
Many have said the sentence you just did, no spittle involved.
Was involved, right?
Yeah. All right. Now for what's coming to a TV set near you.
Yeah, this is a pretty big week. We've got that much anticipated, at least by me anyway, long awaited retelling of Pinocchio, starring Tom Hanks as Geppetto and Joseph Gordon-Levitt as Jiminy Cricket. Robert Zemeckis directs this, and he's always so good with touching, you know, animated and stop motion and, you know, things like that. He's Chicago's very own, by the way. Robert Zemeckis directs all this, and it begins on Disney Plus starting tomorrow. We've got new Cobra Kai season 5. That is kicking off on Netflix on Friday. All the regulars are all back again for the family starting tomorrow on Disney Plus. If you remember the motion picture Cars, Lightning McQueen and Mater are reuniting to go on a cross-country road trip. This one is an animated series called Cars on the Road. We've also got the sixth and final season of The Good Fight that premieres tomorrow on Paramount Plus. Also, something kind of interesting, a docuseries from Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. It's not political. This is a docuseries about remarkable women. It's called Gutsy. And the former Secretary of State, two-time presidential candidate, and her daughter, Chelsea Clinton, go around the country and they talk to and interview women who have done remarkable things. That one will debut on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday. And yesterday I did a Zoom chat with Secretary Clinton and Chelsea, and we're going to feature that conversation. It's not a political conversation whatsoever. It's a conversation about remarkable women and, you know, the barriers that they and other women face on a day-to-day basis. But we're going to play that interview for you on my Sunday show this coming week. We also have a comedy on Netflix called Wedding Season. Bride goes on the run after her new husband and the entire family turn up dead on their wedding day. That starts tomorrow on Netflix. Kind of a lighthearted
nice
thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, no spittle is involved in the making of that movie.
Good
by,
to know.
Yeah.
And then quickly, you got a celebrity recipe you're cooking up on TV.
Yeah,
huh?
You know, I've been asking celebrities, you know, for some of their favorite recipes. And a couple of weeks ago, I talked with Idris Elba, who, by the way, turned 50 years old yesterday. It was his birthday. So I thought we would do his recipe that he gave us. Do we have time to hear the clip, or are you pushed for time?
Yeah,
right now?
We.
It sounds like you're pushed for time.
Yeah.
By the way, you're hesitating.
Yeah.
It's a.
You can tell by my moaning.
I know the feeling. I know the when somebody says, "Oh, just one more thing." He has a recipe of a West African chicken and peanut stew.
Oh.
That it sounds delicious. I recreate it at 9:35 this morning on TV.
All right. Thank you, Dean. And we will be watching that.